Hey, what's up? You may or may not have seen our trailer, and this is Reagan talking. This is our introduction episode, and we just wanted to tell you guys about ourselves a little bit so that you get to know us a little bit. I'm Reagan. I was born in Bakersfield. I like to play the ukulele, I like to draw, and I sing sometimes. That's pretty much it. I'm a pretty boring person. So now Maddie's gonna talk and tell you about her.
What's up, my bros? I like to sing too. Me and Reagan just had like the singing concert of our entire lives, I must say, and it was pretty spectacular. It was about, let's just say that it was called Fingers, okay? It's just about fingers. We'll just say that. My favorite Marvel character, because you know what? I don't know what to say, is Iron Man and Thor, because they're burning.
Yeah, that's a good one. We should say our favorite Marvel characters. Okay, mine is Spider-Man and Iron Man. Iron Man because he's an OG, and Spider-Man because I've always loved the superhero, but Tom Holland is just, he's a hottie, man. I can't get over him, so.
I don't agree with that. I've never seen him as like a hot sort of person.
He is so hot, though. Like,
Know what? You do you, girl. You do you.
Okay, question. What's your favorite Marvel movie?
I don't Well, what's yours while I sit and think and ponder?
Ooh, that's a hard one, though. Okay, how about we say our top five?
Okay.
So, I'd say the Avengers, obviously. It's like the OG, it started it all. The next one would probably be Iron Man, and then Guardians of the Galaxy, Infinity War, and Endgame.
Endgame was horrible, but
It
you
was
know,
horrible, but it was the end of an era.
it was an end of an era. I cried at that end of the era.
I cried too. Oh my God, it was a mess, but it was good on some parts.
Let's see. Okay, so we'll say Captain America, the is it the first Avenger?
Yeah, the first Avenger. That one's a good one too. I like that one.
Yeah. Iron Man, Thor Ragnarok, Avengers, and Ant-Man.
Ooh, now I'm regretting my choices. Those are good. There's just too many.
See, those like just came to my mind.
I love them
So,
all, honestly.
you know what? I like the first art. I don't think any of the Iron Man movies did Iron Man justice.
No, they didn't. Especially the second and the third one. I hated those ones for a reason.
I know, and then the first
Especially.
one was really bad. It wasn't bad, but it was pretty bad.
The third one just doesn't sit right with me. I don't like it.
Yeah, it you guys can send messages to me and Reagan through the anchor thing. We'll put the link in our Instagram for you guys to listen to it. We have now just got onto a Spotify, and you guys can send us messages and we'll read them out loud through our podcast throughout the whole entire time. So you guys will get little shout outs from us. Sorry, Reagan, I just had to say that before I forgot.
Oh no worries. It's good to say stuff like that. So this little thingy-ba-diggy is not scripted at all. So we're just gonna be saying whatever comes to mind our whole time. And when will we start the movie marathon thing?
We'll do a movie. We can do a movie a day or a movie a week. It just depends on the editing and what we need to edit into our videos because we don't know what that looks like right now.
See, I can edit pretty fast. It only takes me like an hour, so
You
we could
can't.
do a movie a day if you're okay with that.
Okay, we can definitely do that. That just means we need to start everything sooner. That's okay. We got this.
Yeah, we
Well,
got this.
we should start it. I say next week, so then this week we can prepare for everything
Well,
and at times.
are we prepared?
Well, I mean, it's an emotional roller coaster.
It is emotional roller coaster, but it's fine. Whenever you want to start it.
I just say let's do it next week so we can get our. Oh, and so we can color our Marvel coloring book.
Oh yeah. So me and Maddie went to Target last week, 2 weeks
Yeah, it
ago.
was last week.
Last week, and we bought a whole bunch of Marvel stuff, including a Chandler pop thingy, figure thingy-biggy.
Funko Pop.
Yeah, so we're gonna color our Marvel coloring book. That's
We
gonna be great.
also bought matching Marvel t-shirts.
Yes, we did.
You know what we should do? We should start our own clothing brand.
I don't think that would go very well, man.
The Maddie and Reagan Show with a whole bunch of Marvel people around it.
You mean merch? We can have merch.
Yeah, well, of course we'll do merch.
Of course.
Charger connected.
Oh, that was my Jarvis.
Love that. Did you choose Dave?
No, I chose Arthur.
Okay, I chose Dave.
I like Arthur. Arthur. I don't know. I can't pronounce my words tonight. But, so are we gonna, like, put the recording on YouTube too, so we could also add in the bloopers and stuff.
We can also, yeah, we can. We can definitely do that. I didn't even think about YouTube.
I just thought it'd be a good idea because then people can see our faces sometimes, and you know, bloopers, it would work better.
That is very true. If you guys could, tell me where you guys listen to your like music podcasts or whatever. Right now, as of now, we have a Spotify open and hopefully an Apple podcast by tomorrow. I don't know how fast this stuff goes. So if you guys could tell me and I could figure out how to get it onto your platform so you can listen to us, I'd be more than happy to.
We're
I
also
was.
working on sorry, Maddie, I
You're
interrupted you.
fine.
We're also working on getting a TikTok just to grasp more people, bring more
Yes.
attention to it. We're probably
So.
gonna be on like every platform you could think of, just to.
And you know what? At the end of our podcast, we should do something big.
Yeah, we should. But you know what? We don't even have to like end it after we're done with all the movies. We can
No,
just
we
continue.
don't. We could like move on to something else.
Yeah, other things.
Yeah, it could just be a the Maddie and Reagan show.
It may or may not be Marvel related. Who knows? Of course, we're obsessed with Marvel, so there will be a little bit of Marvel in there, but.
We're really well. I mean, we all add. We're gonna add jokes into our Marvel memed based jokes.
Oh, yeah, of course. Obviously.
So, I mean, that's gonna be in anything though.
Yeah.
So this is a way for us to introduce ourselves. Let's just say our favorite colors.
We're back
So,
to the kindergarten questions over here.
yeah, I love kindergarten. You can't just like not use kindergarten questions. My favorite color is neon green. I have neon green shoes. So, you
My
know
favorite color, well, favorite colors are pink, yellow, and blue.
what? Nice.
I
Oh,
really
yeah,
like
but nice.
Them combined, you know? It just brings a good aroma to the air, I guess. What?
I was gonna say something, but I was taking my retainers out.
Oh. I was thinking about what I just said. Do you ever like replay conversations in your head? It makes me go insane.
I do that all the time. So don't, yeah.
So what else should we talk about? Let's see.
Oh, hobbies. You know what? Actually, I don't have a hobby.
I like to skateboard. I'm a skateboarder.
Yes, you can't speak for me. You can tell them my hobbies.
Oh, wait. No, I said I like to skateboard, not can I speak for you?
Oh, I heard, can you speak? I can speak for you, and I was like, okay, cool, because I don't know what my hobbies are.
Oh no, that would be weird if I spoke for you. You speak for yourself, man.
Well, I
You are
don't know
an
what my hobbies are.
independent person.
I can't even order for myself when I go to a store. I mean,
Honestly, same. I'm so bad at making decisions. I'm a mess.
it's so bad. Have you ever been to the Açaí Brazilian bowl thing?
No, I haven't. Is it good?
It's off of Callaway, and they serve like acai with like Nutella, bananas, blueberries, and strawberries, and they're all good all year round. You know, shout out to them. You know, go try them off of Callaway and like Brimhall. But every time we go there, I have anybody else around me order for me because I cannot order there.
Oh, you know what? We should say how old we are.
Oh, yes.
I am 13. I will be 14 in October.
I am 14 and will be 15 in July. I'm an old person. I'm like the dinosaur age.
Yeah, see, I'm young. I went to kindergarten a year early, so everybody in my classes are like already 14, 15, and I'm just over here like, what's up, you know?
Living the little kid gang.
Okay, gay. You know what's an unpopular opinion of mine?
What?
Boba. I don't like boba.
See, I've never had boba, so I cannot like agree or disagree right now.
I don't like it. I don't know why. I just don't.
So I get very many mixed opinions about boba. And so it's like, I don't want to go to a boba place and I not like it and spend $3 on a drink that I don't like. It's like our Starbucks refresher that we got.
Yeah. Oh, those things? Oh my God, those were horrible. They were horrid, man. They were disgusting.
Those were not worth the however much money that was.
Yeah, it was gross. It tasted like if Lysol and flowers you picked from your garden had a baby. And I'm not talking about the scent of flowers, I'm talking about the taste of flowers. It was horrible.
You know what? I've had nothing but like really bad experiences with refreshers. Because remember the first time my mom took us to Starbucks and
Oh,
we were
yeah.
going to get the Iron Man refresher and I couldn't figure out how to do it. And apparently you need a recipe or something like that. You know, so stupid. And I ended up getting like this like perfume scented drink, and it was bad, but like I hate wasting food, so I'll drink it. And then when we got the refreshers on Sunday last week, those were really bad too. So
Yeah.
you know what? I think I should just try a pinkity drinkity and leave it at that.
I love the pink drinks. I think I'm just gonna stick to the pink drinks. You can't go wrong with them, honestly.
See, I've never had a pink drink. I've
Yeah,
tried
you have.
every refresher but the pink drink.
You've tried mine before.
I have?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't remember that.
Okay, wait, what's something else we can talk about? I don't know. This is just an introduction episode. It's totally unscripted. This is kind of what all of our other episodes are going to be about, but Marvel related. while we're watching the movie, so.
Okay, I have one. Favorite type of chapstick?
Chapstick. Carmex, for sure.
Carmex is pretty good. I use so many different chapsticks. It's probably bad for my lips.
Same. Dude,
I think
when I was
Burt's Bees.
we had so many like weird flavored chapsticks. It was like there I'm pretty sure there was a Sour Patch chapstick. And like I think they were by those brand Lip Smackers, but we had so many of those. It was
I
insane.
used to get those, in those little makeup bags that you'd get from like Target or Walmart, where they'd have the different tasted like Shopkins
Oh
and
yeah.
chapsticks. I remember having those.
Yeah. It was something like that, but they were all like weird like candy flavors.
I mean, candy flavors are good.
They are good, but see, Lip Smackers didn't do it very well. It just tasted like some weird chapstick.
Well, I remember one time I undid the ch I like unscrewed the untwisted there we go. I untwisted all my chapstick and it fell out on the ground and my grandma came in and I was thinking, oh no. And so I picked it up and I shoved it in my mouth and she came in and she was like, "What were you doing and what happened to the chapstick?" And I was like, "I don't know. I don't know where it went. It like completely disappeared." And she still has never realized that I ate that chapstick.
That is, oh my gosh. She really never realized that you ate it.
Well, I mean, like, who would eat chapstick?
Everybody?
I
Just
mean,
me?
yeah, but like a full container, not a container, but like a full stick of it.
True. When
That's
I
like
was
eating cheese by the block.
Yeah. When I was little, I would purposely put chapstick on just to lick it.
I still do that. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, depends on if it's flavored. Because if it's flavored and I just got it, I'm gonna put it on just to lick it.
Right now, I have an apple and Bossum. Balsum. It makes my lips glow.
Glow.
Glow. It's because my lips are so dry. And nothing works for my lips besides that stuff.
Nice. See, I don't really have a specific chapstick that I use, but Carmex always healed my lips up.
Okay, I have a great question. So, do you prefer curly or straight hair? Like, if
Curly?
any, no. If for everybody in the entire universe, if you got to choose who would have curly and straight hair, what would you choose? Would you choose just curly hair or just straight hair for everybody?
Okay, well, I might be a little bit biased because I have curly hair, but personally, me having curly hair, I know it's horrible to deal with, but I think it's so pretty, and I'm so glad that I have curly hair, but it's such a pain. So, I mean, there's always curling irons, but at the same time, there is always straightening irons. So, I
Yes.
don't know. That's very
But does it
complicated.
take longer to straighten your hair when you're naturally curly?
Yes, it does. It takes very long. One time, it took me 2 hours to straighten my hair. And
Jeez.
that's no lie.
It takes me like 5 minutes.
So yeah, I think I would give everybody straight hair just because it's easier to curl your hair than it is to straighten it when you have naturally curly hair. What would you say,
Yeah.
Maddie?
Now, I have a question for you, podcaster, listener, people out there. Are you a flat earther? Because if you do, I have like a dead serious question for you.
She's getting controversial over here.
Well, I have a question. I really want to know if 6 feet apart has pushed anybody off the edge.
Listen, listen. This is my opinion on flat earthers.
Okay.
I think they're mentally ill.
I mean, I don't know.
No offense if you are a flat earther, but that's just my opinion. Like, how can you possibly think the world is flat? I would love for you to explain it to me. Please do.
Yes.
Like, I just want to know, how does that make sense in your mind?
I mean, you know what? You know what? So NASA was okay, a little like conspiracy theory here, guys. You're gonna get a little
Noodle.
lesson from Maddie. So NASA was originally meant for the ocean, and NASA explored a lot of the ocean. Well, all of a sudden they up and moved and went into space. Like just like you know what? Nope, we're not going to do ocean anymore. Let's just learn about space. And it's like, what was so like making you want to move from ocean to space? Like, why wouldn't you want to like learn more about our Earth and, you know, go up and do our
Well, okay, well,
planet?
that's what a lot of TikTok says. Me and Maddie have been on TikTok constantly, and I saw a comment saying that that's not what they were originally made for. So you saying that, I just looked it up, and it said there's no evidence to suggest that NASA was founded to explore the oceans. So I don't
Well,
know if
you know what? You know
that's
what?
cool.
You know what I say to that?
What?
I don't know. But you know what? NASA, I have a lot of words that are going through my mind right now.
NASA is a really confusing thing, but knowing that the first, I mean, the two last letters in NASA say Space Act, I'm assuming they weren't for the ocean.
Well, I was like just lied to. That was horrible. That was such a horrible thing to do.
I'm sorry.
Whoever did that, whoever said that NASA was for the ocean,
Listen, man,
is
it's
a
TikTok.
seriously evil person.
You can't believe everything you see on TikTok,
Well, you
except
know
on
what? I
content.
do. You know what? I need something to believe in right now. Falcon and the Winter Soldier has ended, and you know what? I need something. I need some sort of entertainment, and that was my entertainment. So,
I am okay. I can't express to you how excited I am for Loki.
I know it's in June, and then Black Widow. When is Black Widow coming out? I know they pushed it back again.
Honestly, I just lost all hope for Black Widow. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm excited to see it, but I just lost all hope that it's ever gonna come out.
I know. Okay, I'm looking it up. No, it came out black white. Who's that? Okay, release. July 9th, a day. Oh, we all knew it was July 9th. A day after my birthday. I remember that.
Dude, July 9th was when Spider-Man Far From Home came out.
Really?
Yeah, so that's two Marvel movies on the same day.
That's crazy. That's a day after my birthday.
I'm going to her birthday party. Dude, her birthday's party is gonna be sick, so just saying.
Do you want to explain my birthday party for all of my all Marvel people?
I would love to explain her birthday party. Okay, so basically, we're all gonna dress up as the Marvel characters, go to her birthday party, pull up, and like, hey, what's up? And then, so you know that Marvel, what's it called, Maddie? The song?
Marvel Bunch, the
The
Marvel.
Marvel Bunch. Okay,
Okay,
so.
I'll play it for you guys who have never listened.
Here's the story of a playboy genius who was gearing up to form some sort of crew.
One's a former Russian spy,
a god of thunder,
one fought in World War II.
So there was just a little preview of it. If you
And
want to know more about it, you should go up and look up Marvel Bunch.
It was on a talk show, I think, but
it was on the Jimmy Fallon talk show.
We're gonna recreate that. Maddie's gonna be Iron Man, and I'm gonna be Captain America. So if you're coming to a birthday party, just know that you need to dress up. Because if you dress up, then you're not cool.
Yeah. And you know what? After we're all done, you know, doing our little Marvel Bunch thing, we're all gonna go swimming.
Oh, yeah.
And surf the USA.
Surfing USA. I don't know. I know that song, but at the same time, I don't know that song. I saw the Beach Boys live one time. That was pretty cool.
I so wanted to go to that. And then, I don't know what happened, but we didn't go, and I was really upset about it.
It was really fun, but it was a pain to get into.
Really?
Yeah.
I, like, love the Beach Boys, and I was so excited.
I love the Beach Boys, too. What's his name was there, too? Sorry, I'm just forgetting names all over the place. Uncle Jesse from Full House, what's his name?
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, he was there.
What? That is, like, not fair at all.
His name was Uncle Jesse, right?
I have an Instagram story on my phone somewhere. That I was like, is anybody going on Monday?
Yeah, it was really fun, but again, it was a pain.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Beach Boys. Even though, you know what? This generation knows nothing about old music. And you know what? In this podcast, we're going to educate you. We're going to educate you about the old music.
Yeah, because honestly, me and Maddie are like obsessed with old music and stuff.
Old music is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, old music is, I don't know.
Old music is the epitome of music. It's just fantastic.
It is. And you know what? You know what? I think that everybody likes old music.
Why?
It's because it's old music. I know that makes no sense, but it's like people who grow up. I don't know how to explain it, but
yeah, I know.
Everybody seems to go back a decade or two.
Mm-hmm.
Like in every generation, they'll like fall back. The teens will. And then I don't know what they would be called. And then the, like, adult people change their style from, you know, falling back to something else, you know?
Yeah. Well, okay, it was nice to meet you guys. You're free to text us on any platform you see us on, you know, ask us some questions or whatever. And this was our introduction episode, remember, totally unscripted. Not every episode will be like this, but it will be similar. So, we hope to see you next week.
Next week.
Don't have a definite date, but sometime next week. So, bye everybody. Peace out.
Bye guys.
Bye.